devil's advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Your calls are welcome. It's Friday. We air grievances. Plus, there was this little committee hearing last night. Wonder what your thoughts are. Join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
We go into the phones, Tom. Who's next?
Let's do that. Mark from the SAC, you are up. Happy Friday, Mark. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I may have got this wrong, but it seems to me that the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers were already mobilized and scoping out the Capitol and marching
yes.
down upon it while Trump was still speaking.
Correct.
So well, by the time Trump spoke, they had already done their reconnaissance, and if I understood the testimony of the documentarian, they had gone out for tacos.
Right, and they were fully there. You know, it had nothing to do with his speech there. They got fired up by his speech and were just a spontaneous kind of thing. This was a planned out event, and there'd been contact between. It sounds like it's probably going to come out that there was some kind of contact between the Trumpsoids and these guys. You know, for this whole, all the planning of this kind of thing.
So well, a 7-part plan. I mean, directed by the president, according to Liz Cheney, Republican. Mark, absolutely. What is being implied and soon to be laid out in an evidentiary fashion is that Donald Trump was pulling the strings. He wanted the Proud Boys. He wanted the Oath Keepers. And then he incited the mob to follow them in a militaristic fashion. They went and blew through the doors, and the mob followed them in.
And it just is horrifying to see how they assaulted, you know, Ron Johnson, it was just a bunch of tourists come walking in, and they just kind of found an open door and kind of just kind of wandered in. BS Ron Johnson, and kudos to Liz Cheney to not guarding her tongue and actually letting a word slip out, because we heard today about, you know, one of the children down in Uvalde, the state of the bodies of those children, that we can hear that on our broadcast news, we can hear that on the radio, that vivid description, and they're scared to let us hear the words we hear all the time from slipping out on the street all the time. I mean, it's like little Ralphie on the Christmas Story. Where did he hear the old fudge? He heard it from the old man, because his old man worked in profanity like the old masters worked in oils. I mean, that it's time for the FCC to get, you know, to let this guy, let the occasional utterances come out, because if they would have had just the tapes going last night, those rioters were swearing at those police officers, calling them every name in the book, and that it is just, it's ridiculous that the FCC is worried about something like that, that we have to worry about occasional utterances.
Mark, I'm going to cut you off, man, because the FCC might be listening right now, and I want to clarify, that's Lister Mark talking trash about the FCC. I'm just fine with the policy, FCC. Leave me out of it in the short run, because, you know, we do feel like our obligation as broadcasters, and we have a greater responsibility than super
you could
cool.
Possibly imagine.
Well, you know, we're not just super cool radio hosts. You know, we got a greater obligation to broadcast things like this. That decision was made by me, Evan, our fine screener and producer. Evan was a part of the broadcast. Evan had to actively participate in the broadcast last night because we knew it was coming. We had seen the impeachment. I mean, they don't sanitize their profanities in a hand-to-hand combat war zone. And they didn't really sanitize it last night on the TV. I wasn't worried about the couple of malarkeys dropped, but, you know, we did dump them.
844-967-2789. I just want to, you know, the testimony, Officer Caroline Edwards, was certainly moving. But and then seeing the video of the hand-to-hand combat, I mean, I just don't understand. And were these officers not armed? I mean, I've seen, and we've seen reportings of cops shooting people for so much less.
Because they feared for their lives.
And these people are literally getting their asses kicked, right? And nobody discharges a weapon, save the one service inside the Capitol when they finally breached the house. Nobody outside had a gun. No one shot. No one feared for their life. I mean, if this was Black Lives Matter during that protest and this happened, I have to say, I believe in my heart there would be a whole lot of people shot. And that didn't happen in this, because a bunch of white people went and attacked that Capitol.
I'm not sure. Fallone, the officer, I think he gave Fanon, maybe, I don't mean to mispronounce his name. He had given prior testimony that he wanted to withdraw his sidearm, and he was worried it would be taken from him. Close quarters combat, man, it's hard to even get a gun out and start shooting people. And I'm not saying I've been in fist fights. I've never been in, you know, handgun fights. But think about how much courage. If you are armed, the fact that you didn't pull out the gun and just start popping off rounds, I mean, that speaks a lot to the character.
Says a lot about a lot of things. One of them is about the whiteness of the crowd. That's my point.
844-9. I allow you, FCC, and other listeners, you, Dominic, to make that point.
Yes.
844-967-2789. Drew from Marshall. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hi, Drew.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to get Gary up to speed. The crime was not the riot. They didn't tie Trump to the riot. The riot was a distraction. It was one of the seven parts or whatever. The crime itself is trying to illegally overthrow the election. Forget about the riot. That was just a small piece of it.
But Drew, we're going to find out he was behind the riot as well. That it was financed. It was organized. It was part of the greater plan, I suspect. But please continue.
But I thought they could have done a better job last night of pointing that out. I mean, the riot was just a piece, not, I mean, he's going to be tied into all of it, but it was a nice to tie him into it last night, right away, right off the bat. All right, that's it.
Take care, Drew. Have a great weekend, man. Thanks for listening to the greatest radio show ever. We know you feel compelled sometimes. We're compelling you to call us at 844-967-2789. Your Friday grievances, your observations on the January 6th. But if we ask you and you haven't watched it, we're dumping your ass right away. If you didn't have or listen to it on the greatest radio station ever, Devil Radio, some of you are listening right now. Come back. Join the political party, 844-96-PARTY.
I called the FCC.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.